How many countries have sent you the invite that you want to be?
On my desk, I think I have 12 letters.
12 letters?
And I suspect other foreign ministers have had approaches from their own regions. Yeah.
Any names you like to share?
Yes, indeed. They've come out publicly. Saudi Arabia is one. United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Algeria, Argentina. So it's a growing list. Mexico, Nigeria. So there's huge interest.
In order to avoid the consequences of sanctions that arise from that, let's walk away from the dollar. And hence the global discussion taking place.
The dollar is facing a revolt. The world knows it as the king of currencies, but the dominance of the dollar is now under threat. More and more countries are looking for alternatives, and China's yuan is emerging as a clear challenger.
The CBDC system is a complete control system. So back to the concept of going direct. Now the central bank is going to go directly into your bank account and control it.
Mark my words. This way it's going to happen. We're going to have a banking collapse. Because there's a banking collapse, that will cause the dollar to skyrocket in inflation, possibly hyperinflation. The Fed will say, look, we got to stop this. Inflation is too much. We're going to give you digital currency. It's already in a bank with your name. All you have to do is sign in and it will give you the money. And that's what's going to control inflation.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. You'll save yourself a little bit of money.